Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
This is Mark Mortier, and if you're a sports history fan like me, tune in and hear me talk about some great sports moments of the past. Growing up during the 1970s, I got to watch some of the most iconic moments in sports history. Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record. Willis Reed limping out of the locker room in Game 7 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden as the fans erupted with a thunderous ovation. The 1980 Miracle on Ice, as Team USA defeated the powerful Soviet Union in the Olympics. Listen every Tuesday on Yesterday Sports.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.
It's time for Unpopular Essays on Sports History with your host, Ors Davis.
Question: who is the true most valuable player of Super Bowl 57? Sometime before yours truly enters that great podcast production booth in the sky, there is one feat in sports that I'd like to see accomplished first. Namely, for an offensive lineman to be named Super Bowl Most Valuable Player. Unfortunately, as Super Bowl 57 quickly retreats in the collective metaphorical rearview mirror, it seems as though this dream will never come to fruition. Because if what left tackle Orlando Brown did for his NFL champion Kansas City Chiefs wasn't enough to take the MVP award, one wonders what would be. Tangentially speaking, the simultaneous appreciation and discounting of offensive line play among football cognoscenti is bizarre. The left tackle in particular can be recognized as the literal most valuable player on his offense. Think Trent Williams, Tyron Smith, yet go completely unmentioned in pregame hype or postgame highlights. Many may find it difficult to compare the contributions of an offensive lineman to those of the so-called skill position players due to the lack of statistics generated by the line. Well, here are some stats for you. Number of quarterback sacks in the 2022 regular season by the Philadelphia Eagles? 17. That's the third most in the regular season by an NFL team ever. Okay, that was over 17 games, but still, 70 is a lot of sacks. Blitz rate against Pat Mahomes dropbacks, 33.3%. Now granted, Mahomes only had 27 attempts in the Super Bowl, but that one-third is a higher rate than in any regular season or postseason game by the Eagles' defense. Number of turnovers generated by the Eagles' defense? 0. Number of quarterback sacks taken by Mahomes? 0. Number of times Mahomes was touched by an Eagles defensive player in the second half? 0. Literally. Number of times Chiefs were tackled for losses? 1. By Javon Hargrave, who was facing up against the non-Orlando Brown side of the offensive line. As for other candidates for Super Bowl 57 MVP, let's accept the premise that a player on the losing team cannot win the award. So, Jalen Hurts, along with his 3 TDs, plus more passing and rushing yards than Mahomes, is out. As part of a defense which allowed 35 points, eliminate Nick Bolton as well, despite 8 solo tackles and a fumble 6. Meanwhile, no Kansas City offensive player scored more than 1 TD, and tops in all-purpose yards was Travis Kelce with 104. As for Mahomes, his 21 of 27 for 182 yards make for great stats in the 1970s. Mahomes' numbers were the weakest for a Super Bowl MVP since Tom Brady's 16 of 27 for 145 against the St. Louis Rams in 2001. The clincher for Brady over, say, Ty Law or Adam Vinatieri was the final scoring drive. Same goes for Mahomes. Fair enough, but Orlando Brown would have been the far more sympathetic choice for Super Bowl 57 MVP. Dream is still alive, though fading. This has been Unpopular Essays on Sports History, a production of the Sports History Network. I'm Oz Davis, thanking you for listening, and tune in a couple of days for another Unpopular Essay.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
This is Mark Mortier, and if you're a sports history fan like me, tune in and hear me talk about some great sports moments of the past. Growing up during the 1970s, I got to watch some of the most iconic moments in sports history. Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record. Willis Reed limping out of the locker room in Game 7 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden as the fans erupted with a thunderous ovation. The 1980 Miracle on Ice, as Team USA defeated the powerful Soviet Union in the Olympics. Listen every Tuesday on Yesterday Sports.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.